Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler. Unreal. Malcolm Butler, who almost made the phenomenal play that wound up in Percy's arms. There are flags on the field for a celebration. Amazing. Butler, a rookie free agent out of West Alabama.
They tried a pick play, Al. They tried to go here, but he beats them to the punch. And I'm sorry, but I can't believe the call.
Me neither.
I cannot believe the call. You've got Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. You've got a guy that's been borderline unstoppable in this part of the field. I can't believe the call.
There was obviously an issue with the balls.
I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. I choose the balls that I want. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I feel the lace, I feel the leather. I wouldn't want anyone touching the balls. I would zip those things up and lock them away. Some days one ball may feel good, the next day it may not. I want to be very familiar with the equipment that I'm using. This is an ISIS. No one's dying, but this is a very important thing. Because to me, those balls are perfect. I can only speak for myself. I don't want anyone touching the balls, rubbing the balls. To me, those balls are perfect. Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like old balls, new balls. They're all different, so you gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You gotta feel them, and you gotta squeeze them. To me, those balls are all perfect. You know, I grip it, I grab it, I grab it, I grip it. To me, those balls are all perfect. Zip those things up, zip those up, and lock them away. To me, those balls are all perfect. Like I said, I had no... Yeah.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back one last time for the season two NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. This is it. This is the end of the line, the last show of the year. We are leaving the Trending Topics Network. Goodbye. End of the show. No, I'm kidding. We're here to talk about the Super Bowl. End of the year. There's not much else to say, but let's get into everybody we got here. Of course, we have the Mop Jockey.
It's fucking rigged.
Yeah, sure. We have FTW.
Canceled the NFL Network.
We also have with us Carp.
Yeah, it was so nice of Russell Wilson to let the Patriots win Super Bowl.
And it was so nice for the Green Bay Packers to let the Seattle Seahawks go to the Super Bowl one more time.
And allow the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. The fix was in from the beginning. Fix was in.
And then last but not least, we have making his debut right here on NFL Easy Picks. We have Andy Anderson. No, we have Anthony Vigilante.
Yeah, I don't like nickels up my ass. But yeah, Giants didn't want to win 49 anyway because it's not special enough. We'll win 50.
That's not special enough yet because Eli's not really that special. Is he?
Oh, he is special.
He is pretty special, yeah.
All I'm going to say is he is more successful than his brother.
very true. Dang. A fact that I ram down everyone's throats all the time.
I don't know.
Bit like,
he, I mean, he is like, he's more successful of winning championships, but we all know who has the more talent.
Right. Well, it kind of looks like the one that's 2-0 in the Super Bowl would have more talent.
No, he has more talent around him. If you were drafting a team right now between those two, which quarterback would you take?
I'm going to take Eli because I think Peyton's broken, done, done.
Yeah, because Eli is the best there is between the both. Huh?
I think he's the healthiest at this point.
Yeah, he's healthy, but he's also like just as bad as Jay Cutler.
Mm-hmm. No, don't go that far.
No, yeah. I think Eli might have been one of the closest to the same amount of interceptions as fucking Jay Cutler.
I think the Giants back up Ryan Nassib, so, you know, we haven't got much else to go on.
Who?
Exactly.
So, where do we want to do we want to go over picks? Because really there's not much to talk about.
Yeah, I was wrong. Fuck you all.
And, like, only 5 people made picks? And one of them, like, one of the people who didn't make picks, which is that everybody here made picks, except for one.
Yep.
And that'd be Shane. But me and DRG are the only two that got it right. The Patriots and Ant, Mop, and Carp all pick Seattle.
As I said when we started, it's fixed.
Mm-hmm. Canceled.
Is that how you won last year?
No, I won because I'm superior.
Because it's fixed and you got the lead up on it.
Because I had an in, and evidently my in's wrong now.
And you won because there's only about 3 people in the league.
Hey, keep it down.
Sorry, mate.
How many people did we have in the league last year? It was me, you, Shane. No, it was like, well, me, you, Shane. Oh, wait a minute. Did we have Stevie G in last year? No, he wasn't last year.
He was in the part. I don't know if he
finished. Yeah, he was at the beginning. Stevie G also, he was in the ESPN league. He might have won it. I can't remember. That's been fucking forever ago.
All I know is I'm pissed off that this fucking canceled NFL network is not trending yet.
I don't know. Maybe there's not as many angry Seattle Seahawks fans as there were angry Daniel Bryan fans last week.
It's not from a lack of trying.
Well, not like you're going to be the only one to get it to trend.
Why not? If Missy Elliott can still be trending, why can't I?
You do look a bit like her.
Dude, I wish.
Yeah, like, hashtag like a girl's trending. Chris Matthews is trending now. Imagine that, Chris Matthews.
He might as well enjoy his one night of fame.
Back to shoe shop tomorrow, mate.
Now, he'll end up getting paid out of it, at least one good contract, and then never heard from again.
There's a lot. I keep looking at a lot of great memes from this fucking this game. In between that, I've seen 2 pictures of Richard Sherman and Tom Brady. One of them, they're actually, like, shaking hands. Imagine that. Anyway. Well, what else should we talk about for this? We'll make it official. The official Pick'em's winner is DRG.
I think you cheated.
Yeah, definitely.
And in second place, we have Ant, 174.
Not good enough.
Third place, Carp, 170.
Yep. It's always next season, but I'm not complaining about third place for my first season.
I was in fourth place, 167. Just behind me was Mop, fifth place, 166. And it kind of goes down from there. And obviously, sixth place, we had Shane, 155.
Mm-hmm.
What did we start this year with? About 11 people?
I think we had 12.
Yeah. 12. People just start quitting. That's the thing with this league. People start, like, dropping like flies.
Because they're crybabies. They don't. They lose a couple of games, and they turn off.
It's not that hard, either. I mean, you got to make your one pick by Thursday, and then all your other picks by Sunday. It's not that hard to do.
I don't know. Well, it's not that. How hard is it?
Sometimes.
Well, no. Shane missed the 1 week. Like, it was, like, week 3 or something. It was early.
Yeah.
And then he went and picked every single game for the rest of the year. Like, he would go back and change them, but he knew, like, okay, if something happens, boom, it's there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a lot of us, sometimes we'd miss a Thursday game or something, which I don't think I did in this league, but I was in an ESPN league, and I ended up quitting after a while because I hate going back and forth between the two. But I would, like, occasionally miss the Thursday game because I don't do it for the show. I do this one for the show.
Yeah, that going back and forth sounds like a lot of work.
Of course.
Yeah, you're the king of that phrase.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, the difference is I'll say it, you guys won't.
Well, because it's your catchphrase. It's copyrighted. I don't want to get sued. DDP.
Bang.
Monoka's DDP sue Jay-Z for the whole...
The diamond.
Yeah.
Holding above, so, holding the vagina above his head.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kimberly?
Yes, I don't know how, but Ray Finkel is now trending on Twitter.
Oh my god, that's
what?
Awesome.
What is?
Ray Finkel.
Ray Finkel.
Who's Ray Finkel?
Ace Ventura.
Lace is out, man. Lace is out.
Okay. I was busy looking at the meme of Katy Perry and the shark. Tweet says, performance themed on the friendship of at Sharkboy and Curry Man.
Right, I feel sorry for the guy that's like in the shark suit, and he's like probably 25 years old, and when he has kids and they say, yeah, I perform with Katy Perry at the Super Bowl.
Dad, yeah, can I watch it?
Here I am. I'm that prick in the shark suit.
I'm sure he's crying all the way to the bank.
Oh, he wouldn't have got a lot for that.
Dude, I bet he got at least a grand.
Dancing in a shark suit?
Uh-huh.
Free ticket, that's your lot.
Nope, no. Those guys get paid way more than that for that.
I'll do it for a free ticket.
free ticket and flight included.
Yeah, I need to fly.
Yeah,
yeah, right. You need a hotel, too.
No, I'll sleep on the street. I'm all right.
It is Arizona. You could probably fit right in.
I got family friends in Vancouver. I just take a 2-hour drive back.
To Phoenix?
Phoenix?
Oh, yeah, Phoenix. Fuck,
God damn, son. If you're making that a there and back trip in one day, so you're impressive.
I got family friends in Phoenix, too, so just stay with them. I mean, I'd stay in the shark suit for other kids, which would be awesome.
Have you guys seen the meme of that shark and the shark from, what is that? Back to the Future 2.
Oh, the one that comes out of the cinema thing.
Yeah.
The Jaws one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, dear. They're good, them.
See, I was thinking the shark from Saturday Night Live.
Land Shark.
The Land Shark.
I still think one of my favorite ones is the only lion to appear in the Super Bowl, and that's the picture of Katy Perry on the big lion.
Ultron lion.
Dun, 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 dun.
God, that dog's awesome.
Yeah, you see what we deal with every single fucking podcast we do?
Is it? I can't get her to stop.
No, it's just funny.
Yeah, I don't even hear it anymore.
She's down by my feet. I can't get her to go up front right now.
Hey, Titus O'Neil was at the Super Bowl.
So was Triple H and Steph.
Oh, see, that's why.
I knew this thing was booked.
Yep.
Actually, I did see a meme that someone made, and it said, it's a picture of like them celebrating afterwards, and it says, that's right, we book. Oh, yeah, here it is. That's right, we book that. That should be a storyline fucking this week. Great.
Yeah.
Something to go with Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, it can't be any worse than anything they've come up with.
Yeah. Oh, okay, let's get into the game. Who's all pissed and who's all happy?
I'm not pissed.
I actually thought it was a really good game. It was fun to watch. I didn't fall asleep during it, so that's a good thing.
Better than last year's
last year sucked.
Yeah.
See, you guys say it sucked, and I rather enjoyed watching Peyton Manning get fucking miserably destroyed.
Yeah, that's good and all, but it's not an enjoyable game. I would much rather watch a close game than a blowout. And I've always said it's like it's great when you're even on the winning side of a blowout because yeah, we won. You know, you feel like at ease and it feels great. But close games just are interesting to watch. And like sometimes even if you lose a close game, you're like, at least it was good for the whole game and not terrible the whole game.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a Super Bowl goes, it was a pretty damn good one. And it's good for the neutral fan as well, isn't it? That's what you want. Mm-hmm. You want a close game when you're the neutral fan.
So that would mean Tom Brady is a better quarterback than Peyton Manning.
Well, I wouldn't argue that.
I never would have argued that.
Some people do. It's not going by the Super Bowl set. I look at it as they went against almost the same team, a little bit different offense, but the fucking Seahawks killed the Broncos, and the fucking Patriots at least made it a fucking... Granted, they won, but it was still a close fucking game.
Yeah. I think Manning has deteriorated more with age than what Brady has as well. Brady is still top of his game. You know, the fucking idiots early in the season calling him to be benched just look absolute foolish now. The guy's got another 2-3 years left in him. I can't say that for Peyton. I just can't say that for him.
To be fair to those idiots at the beginning of the season, he played worthy of being benched. He was
He played one really fucking shitty game.
He played four really shitty games.
No.
They were still winning.
That Chiefs game was the real shitty
game.
Yeah,
that was the worst of it, but he had played bad the whole time.
Well, Gronk was not about as well, was he? Back then?
Yeah, he was. I think he was still banged up or injured or whatever.
Yeah, so.
And then after that point, they fucking kicked ass. They might have lost, like, what, two games?
Yeah.
One I know was to the Packers.
Well, I know for a fact that they're the only team to beat both the Super Bowl teams were the Kansas City Chiefs, so they must have lost the Kansas Kansas at some point.
Kansas City, well, that was the bad game. That was that shit. Yeah, I'm talking about since that game.
Oh, yeah, since that game.
That was a Monday night game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. And I remember, I think I was going against Dave in the, might have been the WIR league, because that's the one I started off really hot in. But I only needed 2 touchdowns to win. And it was just the kicker. That's all I had was the kicker left, and he had nobody. And I was down by 2 points. So I needed, like, 2 touchdowns. That's what they fucking scored. Actually, no, I was down by 1.5. That's what they ended up fucking scoring. And, like, that was after Tom Brady got benched. Or he benched himself, or whatever it actually happened. Crazy fucking year.
Yeah, all in all, it was a good football year this year.
Definitely.
It was very fitting for the rookies to kind of shine in the Super Bowl like they pretty much did all year long.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was most of Seattle's offense.
Rookies? No.
Yeah, not rookies, but like...
younger players, yeah.
Well, non-drafted players.
I think that Matthews kid's the only one.
And it,
no, they were saying that like everybody, like a lot of their receivers were free agent signings.
Oh, I got you, got you, got you. Yeah, that's probably true.
Because Harvin, gone. Tate, gone.
Well, Harvin was a free agent too, wasn't he?
No, they dealt Harvin. No.
To get him, they signed him as a free agent from Minnesota, right?
Yeah. I meant free agent. What I meant this year.
Oh, you mean going to be free agents?
No, I mean, do you ever listen?
You're confusing. I just said just signed Percy Harvin as a free agent.
How many years ago?
Last year.
No, that wasn't last year, was it?
Yeah, he only played there. Well, he didn't even play last year. He was on the team last year. But yeah, that was his first year.
I thought he was there longer.
I don't think so.
Someone looking that up, so I don't have to.
Seahawks Vikings traded Harvin to the Seahawks on March 11th, 2013.
So, yeah. Okay, yeah, that was the first. It was a trade.
Oh, wow. God, they got fucked on that trade.
Minnesota traded Harvin for a 1st and 7th round draft pick in 2013 and a 3rd round draft pick in 2014.
So they must have got their quarterback with that.
Immediately after that, they signed Harvin to a new 6-year, $67 million deal.
Good God.
Wow.
Jesus God.
And then they traded it to, traded him to the Jets.
Yeah, and now the Jets have to do it.
Yeah, he pretty much played, the playoffs that year, and then 3 or 4 games of this year, and they trade him away.
He played 5 games. Technically, he played 5 games this year. He played 1 game last year.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, it was the playoffs. He just played the Super Bowl.
Oh, it was just, I couldn't remember if he played in the playoffs, too.
But what I was saying is, the people that they had on the team now, on the offense, like your receivers, were free agent signings for this past year. They weren't on the team last year.
I couldn't even tell you is it Curse, Wilson, and Matthews today, wasn't it? Wilson didn't even touch the ball.
No, they even talked about that.
There's a 4th one, too.
I think they talked about that, like, right there during the last drive or something.
Oh, Lockett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if they ever find a couple receivers and a tight end, this team actually might, like, dynasty worthy.
Should have kept Tate.
Yeah, but then again, he didn't have Russell Wilson, but yeah, I mean, Tate's pretty good, but Tate was going to be expensive to keep.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you got to look at caps and things like that, but I would have kept Tate. Look at what season he's sort of had with the Lions, so jumping in when Megatron was out, so he's had an amazing season, Golden Tate, so I would have kept him.
It'll be real interesting to see how much they throw at Marshawn to keep him. That dude is the real fucking deal.
Somewhere told me $15 million a year.
It's like his yard after he gets hit is ridiculous. It makes no sense to me. Like, he gets cracked hard and he keeps going.
Yeah, he's not smart enough to fall down.
No, right. Not so. He looks stupid as fuck, that bloke.
Dude, he is one weird motherfucker, but, I mean, you gotta pay the guy.
He was only in the Super Bowl because he didn't want to get fined.
That's something I want to bring up about fucking Lynch. Does anybody give a fuck that, would anybody care if he doesn't talk to the media, period? Because I'm to that point.
At this point, like, it's insulting, so just no. Why have him there?
Yeah.
I think it's so... Because, like, okay, like, I understand, like, oh, you need to, like, make yourself available after games and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. But don't make it mandatory for every player. Make it for either certain players or ones that really want to.
Assign, like, 5 guys per team that are kind of the go-tos for interviews after games.
Yeah.
Right. You can't judge it like that. He is a running back, and he's a top 5 running back. He's a marquee player for the team. The media are going to want to talk to him. Whether he's one of those 5 guys that you pick as your media guys, the media are going to want to speak to someone who's a marquee player, and he is.
The media will talk to anybody.
Yeah, they will talk to anybody, but he's not going to say anything worth recording other than to make fun of him.
Well, yeah, and that's why it's going to get worse and worse and worse every time.
And if he was to say anything, he's going to get fined for saying it. So all you're doing is creating a bad situation.
Did you see the YouTube clip of him and Gronk playing Mortal Kombat? You know,
with the Conan show.
And he was saying enough then. You know, that's if he wants to do that sort of media, that's fine.
He seems like he's awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, very. You can tell he is a very awkward person.
Like even when he was doing the part on Conan, he seemed awkward.
Yeah.
From what I saw one of his interviews, and he was like, "Oh yeah, so I got drafted to Buffalo, so I thought New York, right?" And he's like, "And then I show up, and there's snow on the ground." It's like, "Well, yeah." He's like, "Oh well, no, because I thought I was in New York, and it doesn't snow in New York." I'm like, "I'm pretty sure it still snows in New York."
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it snows in, like every part of New York.
He's like I said,
Shane. What's
not
hold
right.
on, Shane? Shane, what's the weather right now in New York?
We have 8 inches of snow, and we're supposed to get 10 more.
10 more. Jesus Christ.
I wish we had 8 inches. I wouldn't have to work tomorrow.
Mm.
You wish you always
You
have
would,
8 inches.
I would like 8 inches.
Yeah.
I'd settle for, you know, 6.
Wow, you're in luck.
Just told... Do you know what my favorite place to eat out at is?
I don't know. What is it?
Five Guys. I love Five Guys. Five Guys just fills me up so much.
Bastard, I almost spit out my beer.
I don't know. I actually kind of like Krusty Kreme.
See, the thing is about Five Guys is I get all the meat that I can, and sometimes I get a little full.
I don't know what Five Guys is. Do they sell sausages?
No, they sell hamburgers.
I don't know. I really like some Arby's because they have all the meats.
I could eat some cheese.
I miss those meat stacks, which is with all that big, big stack of meat. Oh, God.
I fucking hate you guys.
Oh,
what would you do without us?
Colin Sane.
Probably not throw his phone as much.
Right.
Or his Xbox.
Home Xbox.
Oh, that episode that we did the gay voices, and we started off the show like that.
Did that actually make air? Was that one of the lost episodes?
No, that made air.
Nice.
No, that was NFL Easy Picks. We haven't lost.
Oh, was it?
We only lost one episode.
Yeah, we've only lost two together.
Technically, it's not that it was lost. It was just never recorded. There's nothing to lose.
Right.
That was a bad show anyways.
Yeah, because you two were so bummed out.
Yeah.
And I was tired as fuck. But we got you good with it. Because me and fucking Mop, because I had seen the tweet from Ant, and I was like, all right, I got to show this to fucking Mop, because I got an idea. And I said it to him, he loved it, and I was just like, yeah, we need to start the show off like that. And he's like, that's what I was thinking too. And not tell you, just to fuck with you. Like, I edited the one part out when I started doing like the part about NCAA Easy Picks. You like have some sort of like comment, and I that's edited out. But I wanted to edit out, but it's so perfect. As soon as they're talking like this, you're just like, dude, what the fuck? And you got your dip in your mouth, and you're trying not to. Got nothing else to say, Shane?
Yeah, you got your dick.
So you love us.
Super Bowl.
You're talking as much as Joe used to.
Did he say Super Balls? So now he's into balls.
Oh, yeah, he loves... He wanted to make sure that all the balls were properly inflated. And before we started the show, we made sure Shane went around and checked all of ours, and we're up to regulation.
They've created a job for that now.
Dude, don't kid yourself. That was already a job.
No, but they're making it official that every game there is someone that has to do that, an NFL official.
Oh, you mean they
needs to supervise the checking of the balls?
Because the team's always had one.
Yeah, it's usually just the equipment guy. But now an NFL guy needs to look over the shoulder of the equipment guy to fucking check that he's checking balls properly.
Well, yeah, that fixes the problem. You know, don't actually, you know, go after the people that are the offenders. You know, fix the problem just like you do with drugs. You get the drug users. Why get the suppliers?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Hashtag cancel NFL Network.
Hashtag cancel NFL Network.
So did anyone think the start of that game felt a bit like the Packers-Seahawks game?
Oh, very much so.
Like, yeah, Brady had 140 yards to Seahawks' total offense of 20 yards.
I believe the end of the first quarter was 0 passes completed minus 5 yards passing for, what's his fucking name? Russell Wilson.
That was the Seattle game, but this one, I thought that was 50 yards he got.
What, in this one?
Yeah.
No, he didn't complete a pass in the first quarter.
No, because that was...
No, not no, one. I was thinking... I was saying first half.
Oh, first half, yes. And most of it came on that last drive where they scored a touchdown.
Well, no, the Chris Matthews one was 44 yards, that throw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that was, he was 1 for 4 then, that made it, and that was 44 yards. So, yeah, but what a great catch.
Like I said, if they ever find an offense, that team's going to be dangerous.
Definitely.
I mean, they got to the fucking Super Bowl. That's something, back-to-back at that.
Right.
And from looking at the rest of the NFC, they could do it again.
You've got to think, a lot of their yardage through their season comes through rushing. If you've got someone like Marshawn Lynch rushing 1,200 yards, and you've got your quarterback rushing 800 yards, you know, you've got 2,000 yards there just through rushing.
Yeah, I mean, you saw how elusive fucking Russell Wilson can be. That Super Bowl was a fucking display for what he can do.
Yeah. Right.
Dude, he made that one defender, like, had him dead. Just had him. And just, he was there, he wasn't there no more. He was just gone. It's like, God damn, dude.
All right, let's make a prediction. 364 days from now, probably, if I'm correct, will be the Super Bowl for next year. Who do you think is going to be in the Super Bowl?
Wow, that's
I'm going to say Packers.
Fuck you.
I mean, I don't think they're losing anybody. I don't think they have anybody up for free agent.
I thought they had somebody big, but it was somebody that'll probably end up fucking resigning.
I'm going to go Giants.
Shocker.
Nope.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
No, I think we had a 6-10 season this year, and we've had shockers on injuries. And I think we've got a good draft pick, and we've got injured players coming back. I think we can turn that into a 10-6 season, which might nip us into the playoffs. And then you know what the Giants can do when they just squeak into the playoffs. So I'm going Giants against Chiefs.
Since you're the stat guy, you need to look into the stat that nobody has ever made it to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl without at least making it in the playoffs the year before, or at least how far that goes back.
Really?
Yeah, that's a stat I remember. I've heard like the beginning of every year, because they always say like, what is it, a handful of teams, a certain number are new teams that weren't in the year before, and then of the teams that are...
What about the Bucks when they won? Surely they weren't in it the year before. I'm looking at that motherfucker.
But for the most part, I mean, that is something that stays true. Normally you make the playoffs one year, then you make it in the Super Bowl the next.
Yeah, but there's also a consistency of people who make the Super Bowl and then don't even make the playoffs the next season.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, what was the Seahawks were the first team in, since the Patriots of the 2008, what, four, to go back-to-back Super Bowls?
Yeah, but what Carp is trying to say, and I mean, I know it's true, is you have people who make it to the Super Bowl or even win the Super Bowl and don't even come close to making it next year, like the Giants.
Yeah.
Or I think the Bears, the year after they went to the Super Bowl, they went 7-9.
The Colts, after their first one.
Eagles did it.
Yeah, but getting back to the actual reality, I was only really joking about the Giants. I don't think they'll get it. But I do think Kansas, I see a lot of potential in the Kansas City Chiefs, definitely. I think if they can pick up a wide receiver and throw it to them rather than having 800 tight ends, they might be all right.
Yeah, they were my Super Bowl pick. Well, they were my AFC pick. I think I picked the Niners to win.
For that AFC side, I think it's going to follow the trend, and it'll be the Colts in the Super Bowl, because Andrew Luck has taken one step further every single year.
All
right. I got Packers Super Bowl.
God, that would be my opposite of this Super Bowl. I want both of them to fucking lose.
That'll be the shit bowl.
For real. Okay, my pick is the Browns and the Bears.
And the Eagles and Bills.
Keep drinking that Kool-Aid.
Let me see. I always feel like the Packers are the safe pick when you're trying to do something like this in the NFC. Always.
Yeah, consistently. Seattle would be a safe one, too.
Do you reckon? I think they're in a tough division there. That's a tough division to be in.
We said that going in, though, and their only real competition was Arizona in the last half of the season. They really weren't competition.
No.
And I couldn't figure out which one you're talking about, West or North.
The West.
Because the North is so-so. I think I'm interested to see what's going to happen this year in the North. Packers are still the Packers. Detroit has at least made it to wild card the past 2 years. I think they made the wild card last year.
They're coming along.
Last year was the year they were in first place with, like, 2 games to go, and they fucking lost.
Oh yeah, they fell all the way out.
Yep.
But they're still like, they were still a good team like prior to the meltdown, and they were a good team this past year.
They're a new team as well, aren't they? So
yeah,
they're still considerably young.
Yeah. the Bears, who sucked this past year, at least they've made some right staff hires that could put them in the right direction, but we still have to see what they do from now to August. And then I think the only other wild card is what the fuck's happening with the Vikings.
Dude,
they're actually like the Bears. They could, between everything that happens from now to August, could be night and day for them.
I actually think you're looking at Minnesota probably being a contender in 2 years because they are so young, but when they get there, boy, they're going to be good.
What do you think of Bridgewater then? Because I'm not over on him.
I think he's still got a lot of growing to do, but I think he can be very good.
I like Manziel.
That explains a lot.
Where's this Jameis Winston going in? He looks like Jets written all over him, that kid does.
Oh my god, yeah, the worst city he could go to.
Yeah, that's why he's going to go there.
Of course he looks like the Jets. He after seeing him play in the Rose Bowl, that's what he looked like. He's a Jets quarterback.
Actually, if he was to go to like Jacksonville or something, I think he would be far better off because then he doesn't have that spotlight. In New York, they're going to fucking eat him alive.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
for the Super Bowl, I'm picking, I'm going to go Tampa Bay, Jacksonville.
Tampa Bay?
No,
really?
Wow.
No, I'm okay. Jesus.
No, you know what the scary thing is I think the Tampa Bay is more likely to happen than the Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm going to pick.
Especially with that receipt they've got.
Yeah. I want to say the Colts for the AFC and the NFC. I don't want to see Dallas, but I could see Dallas.
I was about to say that. I'm going Colts-Dallas because Dallas is the team that I think goes under that thing of they didn't make the playoffs the year before, so they weren't going to go that far. But now that they've got somewhat experience, I see them at least go to the NFC Championship game and might possibly win it.
No way. Not with Romo. Not with Romo.
Dude, Romo just had one of the best years of his fucking career.
Yeah, but he does. Yeah, when the shit matters, he can't pull it out. He can't pull it out. He ain't good enough.
Well, obviously he pulled it out. I don't think he has kids.
You know what I'm saying? Are they even going to keep Murray? Is he signed yet?
No, because they're stuck between Murray and somebody else. So the big.
I thought it was possible that they could get Peterson.
Jesus Christ! Imagine Peterson and Murray. You might as well hand in the Super Bowl at that point.
Well, no, I don't know if they might. Yeah, that's what they're going to have to keep one and lose the other. And they were talking. Obviously, Jerry Jones and AP had the conversation before the season started, and then you know Adrian Peterson had his whooping incident. And it's been a big question of what's going to happen since then.
Well, we was talking about the Pat not having a good running game. Can you imagine if Murray went to the Pat? What?
Oh, my God.
That would be scary.
That or they could pick up. They could be the ones to pick up AP.
I can't.
Well, we also got to remember too. We don't be surprised if a particular running back by the name of Ray Rice makes his return in the NFL next year.
No chance.
He's eligible.
Well, to go back to Peterson, he lives in Texas, so that would be where he would want to go.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times where you live doesn't 100% matter
when it comes like, to if he's a free agent.
That's where he wants to go. But at the same time, what I'm just saying is, we heard Joe say on this show a couple of years ago that Sean Payton was going to come to Dallas because he just got a home in Dallas, and then he signed an extension with New Orleans. It's just he wanted to live in the Dallas area.
You go where the money is.
And honestly, yeah. I don't know what kind of a market either one of those two are going to have.
Which market are you talking about?
Well, the teams that would be willing to sign either Peterson or Rice.
Peterson's not a big one, though, and he is just incredibly talented. No team would not be interested in Adrian Peterson.
There's a lot of teams that wouldn't be interested in either one because of the backlash of signing a guy like that.
I got two words for you, Michael Vick.
Yeah, he was down to about four teams that was actually looking at him to sign him. Though that was it,
there was still interest.
Oh yeah, yeah. But he's the way you're talking is where he could go. Though.
Yeah,
but you're still going to go somewhere.
Got signed.
I think Ray Rice is going to Denver. Okay. I think they swoop him up,
dude. I think that would be the stupidest thing Denver could do. You finally find a young running back. Why would you bring in Ray Rice?
Because he's better.
Now, could he go to Minnesota?
No. Ray Rice in Oakland.
Yeah, that is actually probably a possibility. Yeah. But there again, you also have a guy that kind of showed himself to have some talent, you know, as a rookie. And, what was his name? I can't remember his name now. But, they think they found their future running back anyway.
I like to see Ray Rice in Cleveland. I know they won't pick him up, but to go from Baltimore to Cleveland, that's a big, big deal.
If you remember right, I said that when they first cut him before we found out he was suspended indefinitely. I think that'd be a great fucking pickup, but it comes down to money.
Yep. I'm looking forward to the draft right now, like looking at the order. Winston would have to make it all the way down to the sixth pick to go to the Jets. If someone doesn't do trading.
See, I'm hearing a lot of people
taking.
No, I don't. Tennessee better not take him. I'm hearing a lot of crumblings that he may go second round.
Yourself.
That he may go all the way in the second round because of all the rape charge and all that other crap on him.
No, I can see him going first, and I can see him going pretty high up.
Well, you'd figure like the top two quarterbacks to go is him and Mariota. Buccaneers need a quarterback. Titans kind of need a quarterback. Jacksonville, so-so.
Yeah.
One of them.
The Raiders.
One of them.
Raiders got a quarterback.
The ESPN people.
Redskins kind of need a quarterback.
The ESPN goofballs have Winston at number one.
Whee.
Who drafts number one this year?
Mariota.
No, Mariota won't get drafted. Mariota's problem is the system that he plays in is not an NFL system. It's a college-based system, so it's going to be it'll take him longer and be a little harder for him to catch on. And I think he might be a little older too. I'm thinking there was some military service that
the first pick is the Bucks,
and the Bucks need a quarterback.
Did he just say that?
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking does not.
No,
I was reading too.
So you're gonna keep Winston in Florida? I think that is not a good move.
No, I think that would be best for Wilson or Winston.
You really think
that'd
be best for him?
Yeah, yes. Because being in Florida is keeping him straight and narrow right now, huh?
Well, no, but it keeps him out of the limelight of New York City or Boston or
there's no new start. There's no new start for
because Josh Gordon is doing such a great job in Cleveland because it's not in New York or Los Angeles.
Just think of all the trouble he would have gotten in a city like New York.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
No. Imagine if... No. Oakland.
Oh, God.
Goddamn, he'd be dead.
he'd be Aaron Hernandez.
Mm-hmm. I think Mariota goes first in the draft, and I say Winston goes number two, and I know you think I'm fucking with you, but I think Tennessee's taking him.
And I think I'm going to burn every single piece of Tennessee Titans memorabilia I have.
Fun fact, do you know who has the most picks in the draft?
Cleveland.
Oh,
I was going to say, I'm going to guess Cleveland since you're bringing it up.
Cleveland's 10. Well, you know who has the fewest?
Indianapolis.
New England.
Nope.
Seattle.
Nope. St. Louis Rams.
Really?
5.
Wow. They better hope they got everybody they need.
Yeah, I'll try to figure out who will go where, but it'll be interesting. The only thing I want to see from the Browns, at least, I want to see them pick up a fucking receiver. Pick up a good receiver.
I think that Gordon's gone.
You think?
I know.
I can give a shit. As long as the Giants pick up a fucking defensive linebacker, please. Linebacker.
If I'm correct, if they can pick up a wide receiver, if I get the math right, by the one season of this rookie's for first year, he will have almost the same amount of games as Josh Gordon in his whole career.
Jesus Christ.
That's sad.
Yep.
So who's your starting quarterback going to be next season then, Hurley?
That's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do. I don't think Manziel's going anywhere this year.
What's his quarterback rating at the minute?
I'm not sure. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't see him. I just don't see him going anywhere, as in, like, they're not going to cut him, not do anything. I see him at least sticking with the team, even if he rides the bench all year. I don't think they're getting rid of him yet. The big question is what they're going to do with Hoyer.
Mm.
And I look at that just out of what they're going to do with Hoyer, but what is Hoyer going to do with the Browns?
I'm hearing grumbling that they are trying to work out a deal because they have kind of lost faith in Manziel. So it should be interesting.
Well, his quarterback rating's 42.
I will defend Manziel on that one. That's not exactly fair. That was one really bad game.
Right. One really bad game in what, like
really
a quarter. Yeah, so there's still a lot to go there, but between both those guys, because Hoyer started off great and then he fucking tanked like a motherfucker. And to me, the straw that broke the camel's back for him was the Indianapolis game. That defense tore fucking Andrew Luck apart, but the offense couldn't capitalize on it whatsoever. I mean, that might not have just been Hoyer. That could have been other members of the offense too. So they might try to give Hoyer at least one more year, to try to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I think that they'd be wise to do that.
Because I think you could see a night and day difference between both Manziel and Hoyer. But it's that thing of Cleveland in general doesn't like to give players time, or they give some players way too much time and they fuck up. So if they don't make the quick decision on Hoyer and just say, like, try to figure out, okay, we'll keep going from here, and then same thing with Manziel, then We could see both of them have a really good year. I don't know. It's so hard to tell.
But again, it's a good division.
Good God, yeah. I still say that was the best division of football all year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Compared to the worst division of football, the fucking NFC South.
Yes.
God, horrible.
Yeah, that it'd be really interesting to see what happens with them.
I think Carolina's going to take that next year.
Do you think? Because they're going to have a low draft pick. And for a team that's that shit, that's not a good sign. That's not good.
Tampa Bay's so young. Atlanta's new coach. New Orleans, I think they're just getting too old. I think it's Carolina's.
I think it's Atlanta's next season.
Yeah, if Atlanta can find anything of a defense, then they'll be able to run away with that division. But there again, we're talking could.
Yeah.
Seattle's defensive coordinator that took the head coaching job.
Yeah.
Seattle's defensive coordinator is now the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, because they said that during the game, I think.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So if he's in the bed, defense will get turned around.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Because if he
good,
did Seattle.
Good for Atlanta.
And then you see this stuff coming out today about supposedly the Falcons piping in, pulling a WWE SmackDown and piping in noise, like artificial crowd noise.
I'm going to guess they're not the only team that does it.
I don't know.
I don't think Seattle's got that problem.
No.
Or what if that is part of the problem? They're piping in the noise, so it makes them sound a lot louder than they actually are.
Well, you got to think the 12th man thing works for Seattle, so every other team's going to jump on that bandwagon and get a bit louder, please.
Yeah, that or the whole part of trying to build a new stadium, which seems like everybody's trying to do now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't... Was that?
Buffalo's trying.
How old's our stadium?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Ralph Wilson's pretty old. I mean, I was there 6 years ago, and I thought that place was ancient.
Yeah.
Because, like, I always hear about, like, teams, like, trying to build new stadiums. Like, there's, like, kind of grumblings of Cleveland building a new one. I'm like, it was only built in fucking, like, 98. Or I don't know when they started, but obviously it was completed by the end of 99. But still, I'm like, why are we... We don't have to always have the best and greatest stadium in the world. Sometimes you just have to have a good fucking stadium. And
right.
if it gets old, it actually makes it cool. It's kind of the anti-old New York stadium. Like, I don't know why they fucking got rid of Yankee Stadium. Like, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but that's like one of the probably top baseball parks in the world, and to get rid of it was crazy. And look at football. Those stadiums are only a handful now, with Candlestick being gone now.
Soldier Field's gone.
No, Soldier Field's still there.
It's not the same Soldier Field.
It's the same field they rebuilt around the field.
It's the same field. They just fucking added the weird thing on top.
See, I think like the old Giant Stadium look better than the MetLife does, but
yeah,
still the biggest stadium in NFL.
But then again, if you look at old Riverfront Stadium for the Bengals, you can see why some teams did need to get new stadiums.
Well, some do.
And Minnesota needed a new stadium, too, badly.
Especially after when the roof fucking caved in on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that was great.
The thing is, Buffalo Stadium, too, is kind of in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's in Orchard Park, New York, and there's one highway in and one highway out, so they have to build closer to actual downtown Buffalo.
I heard they want to stay in Orchard Park, just go in a different location.
Oh, the place is huge. I mean, like,
yeah.
Where we were parked, we got there 10:30 to tailgate, and we were parked a good like half a mile away from the stadium at least.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think probably like the most historic stadium in the NFL is probably Lambeau.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Yeah, Lambeau or Arrowhead.
Lambeau still has ages on it, like compared to Arrowhead. Arrowhead, that's 60s. I want to say Lambeau has to be like 40s, 50s.
Some of the charm of Lambeau is the fucking weather that they get out there, too. Outdoor stadium.
Lambeau is 56.
56, yes.
56. What about Soldierfield? How old's that? That's fucking old. That's proper old.
That's old, but it's kind of like what Mob said, but like they've added to it, and...
Soldier Field, October 9th, 1924.
Holy fuck.
They closed for 02-03 to renovate.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They added what a lot of people like to call the spaceship, and I'd always heard that. And then when I actually went to Chicago and the field got in my sight, I looked at it and went, oh my God, it does look like a fucking like UFO on top. I mean, granted, like other stadiums look like that too. Like last time I went by Paul Brown Stadium, I looked at it and went like, yeah, that's kind of, that almost has the same thing as Chicago, but for some reason, Chicago, it just looks more like a UFO than anything.
Right.
I mean, how old is the Superdome?
The Silverdome?
The Silverdome.
Brother.
The Silverdome isn't even a thing anymore, is it?
No.
No, it's pictures online of like how decrepit it's looking now. It's yeah, it looks like a piece of shit. Mercedes-Benz Superdome, 75.
Yeah, they're about due for a new one.
And then they had to renovate after Katrina, obviously.
Renovate and fucking disinfect.
Jesus, yeah. They were shitting all over.
$226 million in repairs.
Jesus Christ.
I wonder what the murder toll was within that fucking couple week span. Oh, dude, the reports that were coming out about the conditions and the... Dude, it was a fucking free-for-all, dude. They were just... It was anarchy.
New Orleans all the time, though, isn't it?
No, it was way worse because there was no cops.
Any time I've been in that area of New Orleans, I just kind of go, this is this part I'm at. It was underwater at one point. How weird.
I wonder how many unplanned pregnancies, unwanted babies came out of that. That was a rape joke. I'm sorry.
He said that. Wow. The silver rape.
I'll show you when the saints come marching in. My dick comes marching in right now.
My dick.
Dick.
Give you some Popeye's chicken.
And it's bullshit. Cancel the NFL Network is still not trending.
My God.
What else is there? The briefly talk about the awards, which I think we started to on Anything Goes, which by the time this gets posted, it will be posted, but everyone's...
I apologize for my performance on the show. I was pretty tired out and sick.
Yeah, you literally like fell asleep before we started officially recording.
I think I fell asleep while we were recording, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Dude, I was...
You do seem to apologize for your performance an awful lot, though, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I feel sorry for Leanne. When you're done, are you just like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Instead of being like, oh, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
He says it before and after.
Yep. Like, you will not enjoy this.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't there a game on today?
There was a Super Bowl.
Okay, I don't know if this is legit, Marshawn Lynch's Twitter account, but 6 minutes ago he tweeted, want to give a huge shout out to coach Darren Bevell. That nigga just called the worst play in Super Bowl history and lost us the game. Congrats, homie.
You know, that probably is.
That sounds like a parody account.
I could see Marshawn Lynch saying that, though, too.
Because he wants out of Seattle bad.
And he's a weird fucking dude.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Was it sent from Sean Lynch?
No, it's at Beast Mode ML.
No, that's not his account.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it back
then. I was about to say,
for a parody account, it's got 67,000 followers, but only 33 tweets.
Yeah, his real one's 412,000 followers.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I don't know what a lot of...
Be smart, like followers. Skittles. I like the Skittles. They taste the rainbow. Stupid fucking idiot. Just run the ball.
What,
one
you yard. You got something wrong with Skittles?
Though I did have fun on Facebook earlier in the week. I posted a status of, you know why I'm here. Just to see if anybody would get it. Nobody fucking... I think maybe like a couple people did, but it took a bunch of people to comment to finally get
just
it.
Just so I won't get banned, boss. Just so I won't get banned. Fucking hell.
That's like I said, I'd be perfectly fine if he doesn't talk to me.
Yeah, honestly, I think the media would be fine if he didn't talk to media.
No, because they like want to troll him. Yeah. That's the thing.
Some do.
They're kind of like, oh, we know you're not going to say shit, but we're going to come back every single fucking time and ask you questions.
Some are over it also.
I had an obligation to come on this show, and now I've said my bit, so for the rest of the show, I'm going to sit here and say nothing and just look at my timer.
So you're FTW?
What?
I thought, do we have Joe back on the show?
No.
So it's FT Joe?
FT Yo, oh my God. FT. Well, that son of a bitch is probably tired as hell.
It's FTQ.
For
FTQ.
Queen?
No, Cucumber.
That's a C.
Cucumber starts with a Cucumber. C,
No, that's the way he likes to, you play, to make it sound cool.
No, you ruined that joke.
You just backfired on you, that one.
Yeah. No, I know Cucumber starts with a C. I've used it many times while making fun of him.
You have?
So you have used the Cucumber many times.
On Shane, he likes me to...
No.
Because he can't get the really big ones in by himself.
Is he going drunk?
So I have to give him a hand or two, so...
Just, do you spit on it, or do you use something?
No, it's got to be KY jelly.
Dude, Shane is weird. He doesn't want anything on it.
Didn't dry. Mm-hmm. Dry and deep.
Yep.
I like it.
He says it creates his own lubrication once it gets in there. So I don't know.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Dear. You okay, Shane?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You sir.
Stop it.
How you feeling, sweetie?
Listen, there's a Brit that is like, what, 6 in the morning over there right now?
Yeah, it's 5:45 in the morning now.
Yeah,
but if I'm not mistaken, you said you were taking the day off tomorrow.
Yeah, got a day off work. I booked it off.
So it's not like you got to get up and go anywhere.
No, I'm going to go to bed straight after this, so I'm good. I'm all good. But yeah.
And I'm very disappointed you're not drinking with us.
No, I'm not drinking.
So it's just me and Carp?
Seems to be.
God damn.
Well, since how I can't drink. So, yeah.
That's just a terrible excuse. Just because you're driving, you can't drink.
Yeah. Don't want to get fired or anything. or arrested. Oh, what else is there to cover? I mean, we covered the game. Oh, we didn't go over the awards.
We didn't really cover the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit we haven't done.
Now you see why we end up talking for 5 hours on the fucking Skype.
That's how much we were on last night.
Did you see the Lane arm break?
No, I didn't get to actually see the play, but I saw he intercepted it and then got carted off immediately. I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
Yeah, he snapped his forearm. It looked like it was like his bones were made of gelatin the way it moved.
Oh god. That's kind of sad though. I mean, he makes fucking one of the biggest plays of his career and is immediately gone.
And he's gone. Makes interception and he's gone.
So let's talk about that last play. What would you have done?
Stupid.
What would I have done?
Yeah. Throwing the ball.
Not throw the ball in the middle of the field.
Actually, what I would have done, I wouldn't have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch. I would have had Russell Wilson fucking QB sneak the motherfucker.
Yep.
Either that or take a fucking bootleg kind of a pass run option and then let him just fucking run the ball. But, I mean, I understand what the thinking was. You know, don't just keep running Marshawn Lynch and let him stack the box on it. But, god damn. Go with what got you there.
Yeah, there's a time to be clever and there's a time to be sensible. That's the time to be sensible. A guy that's given you 160 yards rushing throughout the game and you want him to get 1 yard for a touchdown to win you the Super Bowl, fucking run the ball. Just run the ball.
Yeah, he had almost $2,000 for the fucking season. Why wouldn't you keep running with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they did that. And I had a weird feeling, like, throughout the game that, especially close we got to the end, that the game was going to end on an interception, one way or another.
Well,
pretty much did.
Start of the fourth quarter and they were only up 10. I'm looking at Tom Brady on the sideline like, that's not enough.
Yeah.
Fucking Tom Brady.
What don't you like? And you act like you're not a bitter old man.
Why? Because I don't like Tom Brady.
Is that the only thing you don't like?
No, there's a lot of things I don't like, but there's things I like, too.
Yeah, I bet you the not like list is much longer.
That's not true. I like puppy dogs.
To eat.
No, I like puppy dogs. That fucking Budweiser commercial with the little puppy that got lost almost made me cry.
I don't get fucking your adverts. It's the one most disappointing thing about the Super Bowl. I get the bullshit adverts I get all year.
Well, you could have just did what I did and streamed it online.
No, because Andy likes nipples up his ass. Anderson sent me a link, but it's blocked in the UK. I can't get it.
What's the website?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know.
I know CBS.com streamed it, but you probably wouldn't have been able to get that one.
Yeah, I think that is possibly the one that I couldn't get any.
Oh yeah, that's the main one. Like, I didn't like that one because I used it. I think it was a official CBS stream because it was like nice. The only problem was, when they went to commercial break, I didn't get to see any of it. Not, that only lasted like 2 commercial breaks, and I was like, yeah, fuck this.
Well,
it's not fun.
I had turned it on and was thinking about playing a game, but I realized it was about 10 minutes behind the regular. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Right.
The website that I use is Front Row Sports,
www.frontrows.eu.
Yeah. Thanks. Remind me next year.
And they should be. That should be good for you because I would think they are based in England. Because seeing as how they have, it says football, then there's a picture of a soccer ball, and then it says and football with a football.
Front Row Sports. What?
.eu. Oh,
yeah, usually.
That's what I use for wrestling. Like I have a shortcut on my desktop. It gets you straight to the wrestling page. But since I use it for the Super Bowl too.
Where is .eu? What country is that?
I think that's just Europe, ain't it?
No.
Yeah, because that's a country.
I want to talk about Beckham's world record. Did you see that?
Can we talk about it being broken already? By
no, that's it.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this. It was broken by a college student from Iowa State. You know who's also from Iowa?
Andy Anderson.
Yep.
Is that who sent you it, is it?
No, I happened to see it online. It was broke the next day.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but he got a pretty award for it.
Which one?
Beckham did. They got pictures with him and the guy from Guinness Book, and he's holding some plaque thing. So he at least owns the plaque. It ain't like they're going to come take it from him, say, no, you can't have that anymore.
Yeah, they probably got to make a plaque for the new guy now, too.
Well, to soften the blow, he did get Rookie of the Year, so, you know.
I thought Johnny Manziel had it.
Yeah. I think he got the worst Rookie of the Year award.
No.
The picture that I sent FTW and Mop, it was a picture of Teddy Bridgewater and Manziel, and it said, Teddy Bridgewater elected Pepsi Rookie of the Year. Johnny Manziel elected Coke Rookie of the Year.
I like that.
No, he doesn't have the worst rookie season. There had to be someone worse.
Clowney.
Yeah, there we go.
Although they're probably about even. I think they both played one game.
Yeah, Clowney was my guess for the Rookie of the Year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Brown should have drafted fucking
I think JJ.
Beckham.
I think JJ Watt should have been Rookie of the Year again.
He won everything. We could have won Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year, to be fair.
I still don't think fucking Aaron Rodgers should get MVP. Fuck him.
No, he was pretty good this year.
Yeah. But he weren't that good. He weren't that JJ Watt. It's just a quarterback-driven league. That's all it is.
I thought Gronk should have got it.
Really?
And who? What was it? Well, JJ Watt got the Defensive Player of the Year unanimously.
Yeah, if I remember what I read right last night, it was the first time ever that a defensive player has ever gotten all 50 votes.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember who they said the MVP was in between. I want to say it was Watt and Rodgers, like who were the top two.
Yeah, they were definitely top two.
No, you said somebody else. I thought you said somebody else was number two on the MVP voting.
Oh, I'm using something semi-different.
Like, maybe it was Murray, because Murray ended up Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, he was Offensive Player of the Year.
Because I'm pretty sure you didn't say Watt was two.
On the article I'm looking at now, it's only saying that Aaron Rodgers got 31 votes.
That'd be, what, 31 out of the 50?
Yeah.
So it really wasn't
the very
close.
JJ Watt got 13 in second, and then the other people were Tony Romo with two. Who the fuck voted that? DeMarco Murray with two, Tom Brady one, and Bobby Wagner one. Jesus Christ.
The linebacker for Seattle?
Yeah, whoever voted Tony Romo and Bobby Wagner needs shooting.
So let's get this right. One person voted for him to be the MVP, but everyone voted for JJ Watt to be the defensive MVP.
Yeah, sucking someone off somewhere. Bobby, you're getting sucked off.
How does that make any sense?
Well, look at DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray was voted the offensive player of the year, but only two people voted for him for MVP.
That's got to just be fucking shitty sports writers.
Yep.
You would think that it would be like whoever you put as your offense or defensive player of the year, like
would
one of
the MVP,
those.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically saying it's like almost like a tournament, like, all right, this is the best of every offense, this is the best of every defense. Okay, who was the best out of all these?
Exactly, so they might as well just fucking make it quarterback of the year and an offensive other player of the year. That's right. What they might
really
as well make it.
They really should, because it's always, almost always a fucking quarterback.
Exactly.
Yeah, I always says like, too, especially because now that they do these, they give them out right before the Super Bowl, it's really weird when your MVP or whatever is not in the Super Bowl, just like Aaron Rodgers. It's that moment when you realize that MVP stands for making vacation plans.
Reichardt bastards. It is what it is. The problem was they played to not lose, and they didn't play to win 2 weeks ago. That's it.
Well, they also ran into a pretty damn good defense that kept them out of the end zone.
Well, the other problem was, who caught that in the last interception? The one from the...
The really pretty one in the end zone?
No, the one from the last interception from the Seahawks.
Oh, God.
Was it Dix?
Yes.
I thought, you know, I wasn't sure if it was Clinton Dix or not. But when he caught the ball.
Oh, the dive after. Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, like dude, it's not like you had 2 minutes left. You had like five.
Five and a half. Yeah.
Yeah. And he, from according to people I know who watched, they said he probably could have got a pick six.
Yeah. It was, he was pretty wide open. If not a pick six, at least another
close.
Yards.
Yeah. And that would have really, the Green Bay Packers could have won the Super Bowl, and I would be the one coming into this episode pissed.
No, I think the result probably would have been the same. The Packers, or the Patriots, still would have won.
Oh, I don't love that one. It's hard to tell with that. It's hard to tell how Aaron Rodgers is going to play away from home.
Yeah, that is true, because watching that game, Russell Wilson had a ton of time, but he couldn't find any receiver open. That wouldn't happen with the Packers. They're one of those receivers would be coming open.
Yeah, like, Russell Wilson's offensive line did a hell of a job giving him time, but the Patriots' defense
defense kind of kept the wide receivers at bay.
And that was kind of what was expected, considering the two defensive backfields that were in that game were both, like, two of the best in the NFL. They were kind of expecting that, the experts.
Experts can't call right now, every time.
Well, experts also don't call, you know, a passing play on second goal with 20 seconds to go and the 1 yard line. But, you know.
Yeah,
that's going to go down in history. That's got to go down in history. One of the worst calls ever.
Oh, it has to.
Yeah.
There's no way it can't. I'd be
like, there's probably been many dumb calls like that at the end of regular games. But in the Super Bowl, that's. Yeah.
Well, even the one going into the half where they had six seconds left and they just got the ball down there, instead of kicking it, they went for it. If that would have blown up, man, that would have
oh, yeah.
Gotten
it's,
ugly.
It's yeah. Like what I've always said, like, when shit works, you look like a genius, but when it doesn't work, you look like an idiot. Like when the Saints pulled the onside kick at the end of, well, the beginning of the second half when they went against Colts. When you look back at it, I'm like, that's fucking dumb. But they recovered it, so they look like fucking geniuses.
Yeah. I think me, from my couch, I was saying, yeah, go for it. But if I was actually, you know, making the call, I would have taken the three and pissed off at halftime, three down, personally. But.
Oh, yeah, I totally would have kicked that fucking field goal. I would have never gone for that fucking... Oh, I never would have tried to go for it.
But they did, and Chris Matthews again, whoever he is.
the fucking Superman of the Super Bowl.
Working at Foot Locker.
You know what? He's probably... If I was him, I would be the most pissed off person on Seattle. You took the MVP away from him because you decided to throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, there's always next year.
Not for him, there won't be. he's going to get, like, number one, number two tryout, but there's a reason that was his first catch of the season.
No, wasn't it his first catch of the season in the AFC?
No. You're talking about the championship? That was a onside kick that he recovered. That was, I think, the first action he ever really saw.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
Uh-huh.
What a way to debut, though.
Well, recovering the onside kick that goes on to lead you, win you the game, and then show up in the Super Bowl and be number two MVP on the losing team. Yeah, that would suck.
What do you think of all these big, big wide receivers, like 6'5" guys, Megatron era?
Dude, that's just the way, I mean...
Yeah, totally.
But I look at guys like Golden Tate, and I'm like, they're killing it, and it doesn't really matter how big they are to me.
In my opinion, you want one of both. You want one of those big 6'6" guys that can jump 9 foot up in the air, but you also want, you know, a little shifty guy that you can get, like a Wes Welker. You can just dump off a 5-yard pass, and he's going to get you 10 yards.
So do you think the Lions have got it right then? Because they've got Tate and Megatron.
Yes, if they can keep Megatron healthy, and I think they're going to lose Sue. I think he's leaving.
I don't know.
He's going to want a lot of money, and you've already got money wrapped up in Megatron and Stafford.
That boy's trouble.
Oh, he didn't do anything too bad this year.
What?
He stamped
on Aaron Rodgers' leg.
No. No, he stepped backwards onto it. It wasn't like
No.
It wasn't like the other little shithead, the offensive lineman for the Detroit, who fucking got suspended for that one game.
It's I don't know, it's very questionable, but though, Mop, it's almost like what you were saying about, which I don't remember before we were recording or after we were recording, but of the Patriots cheating.
Oh, yeah.
There is a history of that activity, but there's no proof that the intent that he had.
I mean, if it was any other player, you'd say, yeah, it's probably innocent, but his reputation precedes him, and that's the issue.
He's had a pretty, I will say, he's had, like, a pretty good year, though.
Yeah, he's been
like,
a very quiet year, yes.
Yeah. Unlike Josh Gordon.
Oh, boy. I mean, what do you say about him?
Yeah, there's nothing.
He's done. He's done.
In the words of someone I've known for a couple of years, bah.
Bah, for real.
Yep.
And it's like we were talking on Anything Goes, it's whether they decide to cut him on their own, or they say, okay, what do we, can we get from him from another team, or I hate to say it, worst case scenario, they keep him.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, that may be their only option. And I hate to say that, but what do you get for him?
Right.
Everybody knows you want rid of him.
Probably about an eighth.
Now, he'd never get back to you. He'd fucking have it gone before he got back to you with it.
Well, the fact is that it's happened now is probably a decent thing. It's not like it's happened at the start of the season again, and you've got you you're going to suspend him. At least now you've got a whole offseason to offload the guy. So it could be a blessing in disguise.
Oh, you
need
got
to
nobody.
Need to trade him for someone.
Him. There's nobody going to take him if he's suspended. There's not one team that's going to say, sure, I'll give you something for somebody that cannot play the rest of this year.
No, I'm talking about
suspended.
No, when he comes back.
I'm talking more free agent worthy. You know, you've got the whole offseason to put your focus on wide receiver, get one in the draft, pick one up on a free agent, and just get rid of the guy.
Should have went fucking draft last year.
Of course, their big free agent signing last year worked out real well for you. Ben Tate.
Yeah, that one had hope within it. That's what I say.
Hey, you guys could take Alfred Blue. Have another backup ex-Texan that's not going to do anything in the league.
Or you could trade one of your quarterbacks for a wide receiver.
They keep trying that. Nobody else wants their quarterbacks either.
They should have got a fucking wide receiver in last year's draft.
Yeah, Beckham.
Instead of Manziel.
Let's look at it. When they were first on the clock, actually,
Beckham went really pretty late though, didn't he?
I think he was 16th or something.
Oh, was he that early? I thought he was way later than that. I thought he was in his 20s or early second round.
Browns first picked at 4.
Yeah,
which they end up giving to the Bills. That's when the first wide receiver went, Sammy Watkins. Next wide receiver was Mike Evans at 7. That was right before the Browns went. The next wide receiver went at 12. That would be none other than Odell Beckham.
You'd want any one of those three, please. Fuck, what a group of receivers this year.
Yeah.
There's still more. Brandon Cooks went at 20, and Kevin Benjamin went at 28. I think that's the last one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would have taken any of those over Manziel.
Actually, Calvin Benjamin was was available when they got Manziel.
Yeah, I think Calvin Benjamin's can be a special player too. You guys missed out on a whole lot of good players.
Now the question is there gonna be any wide receivers that are that good this year?
Amari Cooper for Alabama is pretty good. I'm thinking first round worthy. I don't know if he's if you're going to get a class like this. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah.
But I know Amari Cooper is pretty good.
Yeah, looking through some of these wide receivers from the year before that, I think there's anybody else that was good. It's pick and shoot. They need somebody. I forget, where's Terrell Pryor right now? Kansas City?
He was in Oakland, wasn't he, at one time? But didn't he?
He was, but...
He lost out the starting job to Carr. David right. Carr stepped... No, he got hurt, and then Carr took his spot.
Like I said, Chiefs.
Oh, really? Is he with the Chiefs? Jesus. CBS has got a sortable draft prospects thing.
There's a guy called Kevin White out of West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And Devontae Parker out of Louisville, whatever it is. I fucking say that.
Hey, there's a three name
Louisville. Louisville, whatever it is.
Really? Can you say Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Okay.
There's a guy with three names with the last one being Beckham on the list.
Yeah, there is.
just take any Beckham at this point.
Get the poor man Beckham. Why don't you get David Beckham?
Nobody wants him either.
I'll take Victoria Beckham.
Oh, God, Skeletor. No thanks.
We could talk about Spice Girls again, but yeah,
some
people here haven't heard anything goes yet.
Do you want to be my lover?
Oh, just wait till you hear anything goes.
Well, I'll mention it right here. That was my first concert.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And they were trying to give me shit about it. I'm like, they were. I think I'm around 11.
Yeah, that's a relative.
And I'm like, they're hot. Fuck it, they were hot.
Yeah, but you have a wank in your bedroom over it. Don't fucking go to a concert about it. At least you can't get your plonker out in the concert, can you?
I think it's officially wank on the show.
Well, you can, but...
No, you told me I have an angry wink last week or 2 weeks ago.
Son of a bitch.
The Browns... I think if the Browns were going to do something, they could get one of the three Ohio State quarterbacks.
I actually don't think any of them are going to be eligible for the draft.
The one is, but he...
Yeah, he said he's coming back. If not for Ohio State, he'll transfer out and go somewhere else.
His fucking name is the third-round quarterback. I mean, third-string quarterback. See, they can win a fucking championship with their fucking third string. Third fucking string. And both of their other quarterbacks were Heisman candidates.
Who won the Heisman this year? I don't know.
Mariota.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, future quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
No.
Say Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, that might be what it more likely is. What were you guys' favorite commercial?
I really didn't pay attention to the commercials.
The only one that I got was the Liam Neeson Clash of Clans.
So you didn't get the Brady Bunch with Danny Trejo
Snickers
commercial?
Yeah,
that one was pretty good too.
That was awesome. I marked out like a motherfucker for that one.
The one that I liked the most was the Esurance one with Walter White. I'm not even a Breaking Bad fan, but I was kind of like, what the fuck is this?
I just kept every commercial. I just kept getting, come to America. It's fantastic. Come on holiday to America. Every fucking advert sucked.
Well, you could, I don't know.
Yeah, I weren't watching the adverts. I was busy.
Having a wank, were you?
Yes, sir.
Bullshit. From what I understand, your wife's hot. Your girlfriend's hot. You were not having a wank.
3 o'clock in the morning?
So wake her ass up. Shit.
Oh, God. I don't want to black off. Yeah,
do it while she's sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm not Canadian.
Yeah, don't even wake her up. Just go at it while she's sleeping. How will it?
Katrina style.
That's called a callback, Jeff.
Yeah.
One of the things go marching.
But no, a lot of those commercials will be on YouTube if you actually want to go look at them. But I was very unimpressed with them.
There's only like always ever a couple that are really good. I didn't think the Doritos one was that great.
Usually Budweiser puts out some good ones, but it was like the one made me want to cry.
I haven't liked theirs in a while since they've doing this the horse and dog thing. They've been doing it for a handful of years now. I'm like, yeah, let's move on to something else now.
I did like the Ted 2.
Yes.
That was pretty funny.
I can't wait to see it with Tom Brady.
Although I can't believe I'm going to fucking say this, but the dance competition one, the sequel, what's that called? They had the Packers. It was they had like the Packers in there as a group. Oh, son of a bitch. Is it Step Up 2 or something like that? It was a movie.
It was, but I don't know if that's
No. It's like one I'm assuming is coming out.
I don't know.
But anyways, they had the Packers as a dance troupe. They actually had Clay Matthews and a couple of the other guys. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to check them all out tomorrow when they're all posted on Yahoo or whatever.
So. Yeah, Yahoo normally does a thing with all that.
You could always just check Talent. I'm sure that's still a thing.
Was there any other good one? I think movie preview, the only one I remember offhand that I really liked was Ted 2.
Mm-hmm.
Ted 2 was good.
Pulled the blankets off Tom Brady and like his crotch was golden.
After he kicked him out, he threw Ted to him and he was like, a perfect spiral. That looked awesome.
So you weren't excited about Terminator or whatever this is?
Yeah.
No.
It's Arnold versus Arnold, though.
Yeah, great. If you have any comments, use hashtag OSATM.
Yeah, we'll talk about this tomorrow or Tuesday during OSATM.
I sent in one asking whether we think Minions will do better than Penguins, because I realize it's the same fucking thing, but is that different studio or same studio? I
think it's both. Is it Pixar that does Minions?
No, it's DreamWorks for both of them. Yeah. They basically do the same thing. We have this hit movie series. Okay, spinoff. The Minions are big, though.
Yeah,
I think the Minions might do a lot. Like, Penguins, because I think the Madagascar series is so old, like, kind of, like, they fizzled out, and there was actually a TV show for it, but Minions are still pretty fucking big. I still see fucking that shit everywhere. I know there's a couple other movie trailers that were supposedly big.
Well, they had a new Avengers one that I saw.
I might have missed that one.
To see more of Hulk versus Iron Man Hulkbuster unit.
Nice.
I generally, for those movies, I start avoiding the trailers now so I don't get anything spoiled during summer.
I don't know. I always said a movie is good. I should say the people who make the trailer are good if they're able to show you stuff and it's not spoiler.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a whole bunch of randomness. That or your movie's so fucking weird that, like, for example, like Exception, you could watch, I don't know how many trailers, but until you watch that movie, like, a lot of it made no fucking sense. What else about the game? Is there anything else about the game, the season we should talk about? You're just getting tired, Shane. Shut up.
I'm good.
Good thing you don't. If you snore, at least you don't snore like my dog. That'd be half the show.
Oh, yeah. And Mara died. So,
who?
Yeah.
One of the original owners of the Giants.
Damn.
Yeah, bless her.
Tonight?
Yeah, she's
yeah, like Super Bowl day.
Well, it's because the Patriots finally won. And killed her.
Yeah, something too.
Yeah.
See, that's one thing about the second Giants-Patriots game. I wanted the Patriots to win because of Kraft's wife dying at the beginning of the season. I thought that's like would have been like a fitting ending to like, all right, the wife died because you know how close she was to the team and everything, and then they go back to win the Super Bowl. But shit seems to never work out like that in America, because we also had the Yankees go to the World Series after 9/11, and they still got their ass kicked.
Yep.
Well, the Saints won the Super Bowl.
Was that?
The Saints won the Super Bowl like right after Katrina, didn't they?
A couple years after.
Yeah, it was a couple years
I
after.
I thought that was when they first opened the Superdome back up.
They made it to the NFC Championship that year.
Did they?
I think, yeah, I think the Bears beat them.
I was just going to say, there's no sentiment in sport, mate.
Because it wasn't done properly. Cancel the NFL Network.
Cancel the XFL Network.
No, resubscribe the XFL Network. Cancel the NFL Network.
I wonder how the Patriots would have done if they would have had that one player, Aaron Hernandez.
I wonder how the Patriots would have done if they actually had to follow the rules.
They probably would have killed it.
Hernandez would have killed it. That's the thing, though. It's like the Patriots won this year, but there's going to be an asterisk next to it. You know, there was the deflate gate or whatever. It's like
controversy. There's so much controversy surrounding that whole situation.
Uh-huh.
But like I said, the last thing that I remember hearing about it was basically they can't prove anything before the game. Like when they tested the balls, they didn't check the PSI.
Man, it's just they
felt it. So it does not to say that that's concrete evidence of what happened. As long as someone from the Patriots doesn't come out and publicly admit, or they don't have video footage of something happening, then this could be basically they don't have enough evidence. There's no way to pin them.
But what
it could possibly do is, like we were talking earlier, I don't know before we started or after we started, but about someone like that's going to be their job. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, part of their job too, like, they actually have to get, like, a readout, so that's their proof.
And, I mean, let's be fair here. The Patriots aren't the only team to do this. Brad Johnson, the Super Bowl year with Tampa Bay, he basically said he paid, I think it was like $75 per ball to make sure that they were all the lowered PSI. Mm-hmm. He was scuffed. He wanted them scuffed.
If dropping the PSI gives you a 40 points victory every week, then everyone would be fucking doing it.
But
they just destroyed the opposition. That's all it was.
The balls were also deflated in the game before that against the Ravens, where they were down by 14 and came back and won it.
What do you mean by scuffed?
I guess you take like a file or something to it to give you better grip on the ball. Because if you've ever felt like a legit NFL ball, they're very slick. There's not much grip to them at all.
That's that part's legal though.
I don't think so.
It is. This was on TV, but it was during the year the Bears went to the NFC Championship game, and they actually played the Patriots that year. There was a blizzard in Chicago. I remember watching that game, and they were talking about how what the Patriots do is, like, they basically rub all that the grip off of it, and they showed it on camera, and it's legal. So that part is legal. Now, the PSI part is, like, where it's questionable. But, yeah, you can do that kind of stuff.
We can also put stuff on your hands as well as the quarterback, so...
Right.
I mean, the gloves that wide receivers use are more or less super glue attached to them.
Yeah.
That's how it would
they used to
keep sketching them funny.
Yeah.
They used to spray stickum on their hands, like an actual spray that was glue.
Still makes me think of Little Giants, the movie. Oh, this is great. It'd be fun to try to read online. I mean, on the show. Twitter reactions about the Seattle play call. And it's not just like, it's not fans, it's players. Like Emmitt Smith, Dez Bryant, T.O., Shelton Richardson, Sidney Rice, Deion Sanders. There's probably not one tweet in here like people saying like that was a good call.
What did that Emmitt Smith say?
He says, I think the slant would have worked if that was Chris Matthews running the slant. Fade would have been played. Emmitt Smith said that was the worst call I've seen in the history of football.
That's a bit far.
Yeah, that's a bit far. Well, you know what the funniest part of all of it was? Like, before the snap of that ball, the commentators were talking about possibly Belichick letting the running back just go ahead and run the touchdown in so Brady can get the ball back with time on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
That was immediately before dumbass tries to throw a fucking slant right across the center to a wide receiver. But
T.O. said, can't believe that play, # speechless. He goes on to say, that play call will haunt Pete for the rest of his career. Give the ball to # beast mode in that situation. # feel bad for the players.
Right.
Feel bad for Matthews. He's never going to be known for anything now.
Who?
Chris Matthews, I think was his name.
Yeah. Yep.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. No, it's just a faint memory.
Already.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Brad Johnson paid $7,500 to have balls doctored.
Yeah, like I said, the grip part is perfectly fine.
But yeah, no, they're saying that he paid that to get the ball scuffed. So evidently they were doing something wrong. Or
how long ago was that?
Super Bowl 37. So 12 years ago?
Like I said, I thought it was legal because they talked about it on air.
Maybe it was illegal then, maybe
because,
it's legal
because,
now.
Because what they did was is they actually showed the group of balls that the Patriots had and the group of balls the Bears had. And like the Bears were unaltered, they looked like brand new balls, but the Patriots looked like older balls. That's weird. As horny as that's making change.
No, it's not.
It just sounded so wrong on so many levels.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, that was a real thing. And like I said, it was because it was a really bad blizzard, and that's how the Patriots prepare for those games. It's like they worked with the conditions.
Yeah, they have some guy come out and snowplow so that they don't have to play in the snow.
And I meant the conditions of how it's cold and how the footballs get when there's snow on the ground. As much snow as there probably would have been.
They go blue.
Yeah. What else is there? Do you want to talk about Katy Perry's performance?
Didn't watch it.
How could you not watch it?
I was eating pizza.
I'd at least put it on mute.
I guess I only caught half of it, so.
Because she's at least good to look at.
She's one of the better ones in the last couple of years. That's
that last song, whatever the hell it was she sang, was pretty cool with her kind of floating above everybody else. That was pretty cool.
I think that's the song that Franco sings to Kim Jong-un in the interview.
Yeah, there's a lot of references online about that. I've still yet to see it, but I heard it's on Netflix now, so now I gotta get Netflix.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet either.
Anything else? No. I mean, should I attempt to read any of the hashtag NFL Easy Picks?
No.
I'm almost in pass out mode because I've had a few too many. So.
And it's so half 6 in the morning here now.
Is that like Brie mode?
Don't do it. It's 6:30 in the morning. Don't do it.
So let's get this right. You've had a few too many, but you're not railroading the show and destroying it.
Well,
oh, hey, Ant.
No, as far as we've learned about that, it depends on what he drinks. If he drinks beer, it's not that bad. But when he drinks wine, that's when he goes fucking crazy.
Yeah.
The Lost WrestleCast.
Yeah, whatever. It's all good. I might have been trolling a little bit on that show.
A little bit.
But yeah. I've written a song for Katie this week, so that I'm going to record. Play to you all, so look forward to that one, Heavy.
She does live in New York. That's your area.
New York?
No, that's my area.
Well, I'm at like New York City, that area, because I think that's the part that she lives in. I don't know exactly where, but
oh Jesus Christ! I just like
Jesus Christ. What?
I just looked at this picture of this fucking injury.
Oh,
holy
the Jeremy
fuck!
Lane.
Yeah.
Is it worse than that one college football player?
It looks like. Did you see when Anderson Silva broke his leg in his last fight in the UFC? It looks like that.
Kind of, oh Jesus. Map, if you have it on your phone, screenshot it and send it to me.
I just saved it on my computer and I'll tweet it now.
Twitter.
On the Twitter.
I wonder what people thought the best commercials were. I will say this, whatever that Kate Upton game is, makes me want to play it.
I just want to play on the Kate Upton.
Who's Kate Upton? What's that?
She's
British, isn't she?
No, she's American.
Is she?
She's American. American with really big movies.
The only actor and actresses, all of the Hollywood people are male Brits. There are no female Brits.
There are no female Brits.
No, we claim them all. You don't get any of them. You can have all the guys.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I don't think there are any pretty British Brits anyway.
Female?
I'm sure there is.
In Hollywood.
Emma Watson's pretty cute.
Oh, shut up. She's ugly. So is Keira Knightley.
I'm a fan of what's her name there from Game of Thrones, Natalie Dormer.
Is that the pale chick?
No, that's Rose Leslie. She's Irish, I think.
Really? She's Irish? Wow. I would have never thought Irish.
Can I? Oh, never mind. She's Scottish. I was like, how about Karen Gillian?
It's the same thing. It's all right.
Nope. She's kind of in Hollywood now.
Rose Leslie's a Scot.
Okay, I'll take Rose.
Literally never heard of some of these people that you're telling me.
Yeah, you know who Rose is. You watch Doctor Who.
You mean Billy Piper?
Yeah, I knew Billy Piper. Name. I didn't care what her name was. She's Rose.
She's got a square head.
I don't care the things I would do to her square head.
Yeah. Now, the Ranger was better in that show.
Who?
The Ranger. Who was the
Who's that?
The Ranger one. I can't remember her name.
The Ranger?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, use a different
name. Orangutan.
Oh,
Ranger.
Come on, Martha.
No. I like Rose.
Who?
Amy Pond.
Yeah, Karen Gillian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
But she's a Ranger, but
I love your guys' words for some shit.
Orangutan, they're ginger. It's a ranger. That's what she is. That's not a British word anyway. That's Australian. Ranger.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Criminals, not criminals. You know.
Funny, they say that about us as well.
Or I have fun and I always tell Canada, like Australian, New Zealand, tomato, tomato.
I said that
they
with
are
Italian
pretty
Greeks,
the same,
though. Not a good reaction. Like, Greeks, Italians, same shit.
Canadians and
Americans.
Canadians and Americans.
Yeah, just that they just say oot and about. That's the literally the only difference.
And don't forget Tim Hortons.
And they
we like that hockey age. We really nice.
Hockey.
The Tim Hortons up here by where I live, I went through there the other morning. They had like a little bounty that just said Canada at the bottom. I tried to get them to buy it from them. They wouldn't sell it.
Oh, man. I got to go ahead in a minute.
I was going to say, I think that'll do it for us for this year. The end of NFL Easy Picks for the year. We will be back in August sometime, depending on exactly how things go. I always want to do a full season preview, but it's never worked out. We'll see how it works out for next year.
Goddamn.
What are you goddamning?
That picture Mop sent me.
Oh.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Or his penis.
Second one. The arm.
His penis was the second one. It's like
No. There was Pickle Boy was the first one. The arm being broken was the second one.
I fucking hate you guys.
You saying Mop's like a tripod? but we definitely had fun this year. So I'd like to thank everybody who's been involved, even down to Joe, who was there for one episode. Thanks to Mop and FTW for stepping up after the first week. Big thank you to Ant for actually giving the idea of, hey, do you guys do emails? Because no one has ever asked us, and we never had that segment. And I'm like, oh, fuck it. Here's our email. We'll
fan interaction, mate. Fan interaction.
Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah. Look back to our older shows on Kayfabe for last season. Our average episode was like 45 minutes. That's it.
So you're blaming me for the length of your episode.
Well, between...
No, that and I have Mop on.
Yeah, I was going to say, between me and you, I think we took care of their time problem.
Yep. Well, that and Joe didn't really talk a lot. Like, if you go back, well, because he's playing Xbox all time. It's just like, yeah, okay, like, yeah, that's a whole different story.
Right.
But it was definitely fun this year, and before we go, do our normal stuff, but Mop, any plugs, final thoughts, or even your favorite part of the year on NFL Easy Picks?
On Easy Picks or on the NFL season?
Do one of both.
NFL season was the day before the game started, because I still had hope that the Titans might win.
That's Browns, too.
I think the favorite part of the Easy Picks was the start of Cucumbers and Chain's ass.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm still saying is Ant's fault.
And I'm saying it's your fault. So.
If I remember right, it was from an iPad in Chain's ass.
I think you guys started it, and then he sent that email the next week.
God damn it.
I don't know. You'd have to go back and read the steps. That sounds like too much work.
Yeah, Pat.
Yeah.
And then, like maybe Carp wasn't on the call yet, but basically it's kind of when you think about it, it's a reference from Clark's too. You're a pickle fucker. So what about you, Shane?
No, it's been a cool season. I guess that night that you mocked Mop's cough and it caught me off guard, and I about died laughing.
What about your favorite part of the actual season?
I guess being able to talk about it every week with a football fan.
Really? You're lame.
Aww, that was really sweet.
They're not an aspect.
No, because like at work, I mean, I'll talk to guys, but they're like, nah, man, whatever. Like, you guys.
No, I mean, is there anything like from the season itself? A play, a game, a moment.
Well, that,
like we know what Ant's gonna say.
No, you don't.
Really?
I'm gonna guess the Odell Beckham catch, but no, it was just Eagles and their performance this year was pretty good, and it was cool to watch that. I'm giving lame answers.
Yeah, you do, like you do with a million dollar question.
I win. I did pay off a house, a big car, and I invest it.
What about you, Carp?
I have only been on a couple episodes. I had some fun doing them, so I'd like to try and hop back on if you guys don't record it unreasonable hours next season.
Right.
Best football moment was definitely tweeting you after the whooping that Green Bay put on Chicago.
Yeah, fuck you. I got texts from tweets from a lot of people. I'm the kind of person, I don't really dish them out, but if you dish them out to me, I'm going to do the reciprocate on you when they lose. Like my friend who who bet that the fucking Packers were going to win the Super Bowl, and he was running his mouth during the conference championship game. He was running his mouth during the, I mean, at the end of the division. The conference championship game was a halftime. He posted on Facebook saying, "How do you like that score?" And I waited until the end of the game, until it was completely over, and I wrote back, "Loved it." And he was pissed.
Yeah. No, he was gone. Yeah.
How about you, Ian?
Well, you can find me at MC Vigilante on the Twitter. I'm also on Cerebral Satire and Second Shift Podcast, both on Trending Topics Network. My
Second Shift is now officially on Trending Topics.
Which is, yeah. Best part of the show this year was definitely your gay talk that had me in stitches. So, thanks
for
that.
You're welcome, baby.
It was super.
And my best moment of the season, well, it's been an amazing season, but going to Wembley for the Lions and Falcons with that Matt Pratt, a last kick to win the game. It was just incredible game. Incredible game. So that was my moment of the year, definitely.
I think for me, I don't care what anybody says, my moment of the year has to be Manziel. I don't care.
Getting sacked.
I don't care. Actually, I would say the Browns season in general, the low points sucked, but the high points were the highest high points that they've had in years. So it was great to witness those. The Bears sucked. I have no high points for their season. Their high point was when it ended. On the show, it has to be the gay talk. I think it was that whole opening in general, because we recorded that right after the college football game when the Ohio State Buckeyes won.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a good mood, so we did I wanted to do a fake intro that we're at, like we were talking about college football, and then I wanted to, then adding that on top of it's one of my absolute favorites.
Cock. I can't even say it. Cock.
Did you listen to that episode, Kurt?
What episode?
Was it the conference championship?
No.
It was division.
No, it was after the division. So, yeah, it was the conference championship episode.
No, I didn't.
Old school might want to listen to it, because I joked around and said that the show, when we were doing the gay voice, it was Cock Talk Easy Picks. It's definitely been fun this year. Like I said, thank you for all you guys for being on the show. Absolutely great year. I look forward to what we're going to do next year. We will obviously have the Fantasy League up again, the Pick'ems League up again. I like to see if we can get new people added in, definitely to the Pick'ems. We might, if we can get enough people to add to the Fantasy, we might make it bigger. I like to stick with a 10-person league, but if we can bump it up 2 or 3 people, that might be something I look forward to, too. But that's all months upon months away. It's going to spend the next month or so not even thinking about football. Then we got the draft. And before you know it, I'm going to be working on this shit again. So thanks you, everybody, for listening. You can follow us at NFL Easy Picks on Twitter. You can email us, but nothing's going to be read until fucking August, if that. And like us on Facebook if you want to, but that's something that's going to be dormant too. Thank you for listening. It's been a great year. See you next year, and that will conclude the end of regulation
No, I just don't have the equipment.